Judge Marion Simi said that because there still remained a likelihood, as far as she was concerned, that there was a violation of the Open Meetings Act, her restraining order would remain in place and that there were a few ways that this could play out. The defendants in the case, those being the Republican legislative leaders who were charged with the open meetings violation, could decide to waive their legislative immunity that has thus far kept them out of court, come into court and testify, and they could wrap up this hearing and move forward. They could advise their lawyers, the Department of Justice, to move forward with the case without them, or they could wait until that legislative immunity has expired at the end of the legislative session and move on then. The other alternative is that they could pass this bill again and skip the need for this court case. And also there's a potential that the Wisconsin State Supreme Court could take up key issues in this case and sort of step around the trial court. Reporting from the Dane County Courthouse in Madison, I'm Sean Johnson.